Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do.
My name is Joshua Bean. I am an educator. I work for Pinellas County Schools, but I'm also the co-founder of Green Book of Tampa Bay, which is an online directory for Black-owned businesses, African-American historical and cultural sites, nonprofits, artists, entertainers, you name it.
And how many years have you been in St. Pete?
We're approaching our two-year anniversary. In March, it'll be 2 years.
Oh, wow, that went that fast. I feel like I remember when it just started.
No kidding.
What other organizations are you involved with?
Other than through my employer, which I mentioned, and Green Book, I'm also co-chair of Social Justice Committee with Temple Bethel.
Cool. And what gets you out of bed every day?
Well, obviously my two beautiful girls and my wife, first and foremost. You know, I want to kind of create a better world for my girls to grow up in. But social justice has always been a passion of mine. I'm a social worker, have my master's in social work. And so it's always been kind of ingrained in me, and really just trying to do more to help my community really motivates me like no other.
What is one habit that you keep?
Oh, one habit? I don't know. I'm very organized and structured. I try to be, at least. And I think that definitely benefits like creating a business and wanting everything to be just right. I don't know if it's like a perfectionist is kind of a blessing and a curse, but in some ways it's good.
Who are some people that influence you?
Oh gosh. I would say with the Green Book, definitely rapper and activist Killer Mike. He has a show called Trigger Warning. In episode one, he's really trying to survive off Black-owned businesses for 3 days. And that episode and just his work and his movement and his voice has really been a huge catalyst in what we do. So that's been a huge influence. Also authors, Hillary and I love to read. So Dr. Ibram X. Kendi, Ta-Nehisi Coates, just huge, just in this work of equity and race and history. Their work's been just monumental and a huge motivating force for us.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, practice that you would share with our readers?
That's a good question. People always remind us when, you know, starting our business or any venture or any initiative you're trying to do that it's a marathon and not a sprint. And I know it's a easy piece of advice, but we always remind ourselves like we're in this for the long game. And sometimes because of those perfectionist tendencies and wanting to overachieve, we expect things to happen overnight when in reality it's not possible. So reminding ourselves that it's a marathon, not a sprint, and just helps keeps us grounded and focused and not get discouraged.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
Oh, gosh. Well, it definitely ain't easy, and I knew it wasn't gonna be. I'd say just on a positive, just I didn't realize how much the community was going to be supportive of. Like, we've had so many great collaborations, so much outreach from people, key players, change agents in our community. Sometimes there's the perception that people don't work well together in St. Pete or in any small, you know, any community, any town, any city. And we're a prime example of how that's not true. Collaborations got us to where we are, and we're really grateful. So don't know if I expected that, the open arms approach, but it has been nothing but love from people in St. Petersburg in regards to what we're doing.
Finally, what's next?
What is next? Our website's growing every day. We are trying to just constantly build our brand, update our website, just really improve economic vitality, specifically in the Black community. So first, our long-term, really idealistic goal is to be Green Book of Florida, maybe Green Book of United States. But right now, we're just trying to really lock down Hillsborough and Pinellas County and really just trying to do it right before we expand.